Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you want official updates on the COVID-19 situation, text COVID-19SF to 888-777. That is where you can get bounce backs with official messages. I just saw a very, just, it's one of those little updates from whatever news service with a headline in it. So I haven't even, this was as we were going on the air, and it said that the speculation is that the whole election may get pushed back. Can you take a look at that, Nicole? That this might be something that our government says, yeah, we'll do that later, which is horrifying at best. All right. So, and now we move on to things that don't have anything to do with COVID-19. I'm going to try.
You can do this.
I believe in you. I feel like I should try, you know? Celebrity trash, COVID-free celebrity trash, more or less, we'll see, is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. There's new episodes every Monday. Yesterday, we put up a new one. You can find that at radio.com, radioalice.com, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search for Johnny Mosley. He's funny, and I think Hooman is on this one.
He is.
And somehow next week, we are going to try and get another one up there, maybe through phone lines and bring you. You're not coming here, are you?
Well, I wasn't. We'll see how it goes. No. I'm not planning on it, but we've talked about running wires out to her backyard and having.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, if he comes here, we're setting him up outside the house. Be like, yeah. So you stay on the deck, sir. Anyway.
Oh, my. Really?
Well, what are we going to do? You can't have him in the house.
You can't?
He can't. I'm sure he doesn't want to come in either. I mean, who knows what the hell anyone's got going on in their house.
I know. That's the worst part of this is that we just can't go easily get tested and put our minds at ease that, okay, we're clear from here.
Right. And we're going to stay here to not get it and bring it into the house and, right. Whatever. And frankly, it's a podcast. Like, it's not the end of the world if we don't get a new one done. It just isn't. There's so many important things happening in the world. Okay, no more COVID. I'm going to start with Mike Tyson.
Okay.
I'm dominating on Cameo. $20,000 in bookings. He is...
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Please don't eat my kids. Mike Tyson...
And how does your God like that? I don't get it. Right after...
Oh, he's totally into it. He is...
Right after he eats your kids, he's praising Allah.
He's a fierce God.
Unbelievable.
He's very fierce. I eat your kids. I eat your children. Mike Tyson is killing it doing personalized videos. Yep. He signed on with this thing called Cameo, which we talked about. You pay your favorite celebrity to make a custom short video for money. You're not getting Tom Hanks. Let's face it. But you could get Brett Favre. You could get Mark McGrath, the singer for, what's the name of that band?
Sugar Ray.
Yeah, Sugar Ray. So Mike Tyson has joined, and $20,000 in the first 6 hours.
Whoa.
I know.
Of just reading scripts, or are people just asking for a hello?
You can say, hey Mike, I want you to sing Happy Birthday to my mom. No problem.
And then he just records it, hits send, and moves on to the next.
It's about, I think it's $300. Let me see if it's up at the actual. Yeah, he's offering videos for $300 a pop. And he got so many requests that his first 6 hours, he got, apparently people are into this. It would be fun if your mom's favorite fighter is Mike Tyson. I don't know why I'm using your mom.
It's hard to know what his fan base is, because at one time he was the baddest man on the planet.
Yeah.
No question, without a doubt, the black boots, the black shorts, the torn towel, over his head instead of a robe. He just had, he was menacing and he was unbeatable. So but I don't see your mom liking him for that reason. Maybe she liked the Hangover movies.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know why you do that
maybe
for your
mom. Maybe she liked the rape conviction. I don't know.
Well, and there's another example of where, you know, while his star was very bright at one point, the rape conviction, absolutely changed how people felt about him.
Right. Although I will say, I mean, there's a guy who's having a renaissance, like, you know, and maybe it started with the Hangover movies. I don't know. I haven't been like following him so closely or anything, but he definitely, and the weed thing now too, like it doesn't, I used to, when I would hear his name, I'd be like, you know, horrified that people were, why even talk about him? He's a rapist. But now he's just sort of, you know, he's kind of put it back together somewhat. In fact, remember when we were using those hoverboards all the time?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the one where he's trying to ride around his house and wipes out so hard?
Uh-huh.
He's just turned into, you know, it seems like the kinder, gentler Mike Tyson. I don't know him. He may be just as bad of a dude as he always has been. But right, there's enough stories about him that sort of dropped down to, you know, we were talking about him for 3 minutes before it even came up. So anyway, he joined up with the Cameo crew. Well, it says Monday, but this might have been from last week. Cause I've been kind of squirreling away the non-COVID stories. It was pretty massive demand. And they say only a handful of stars have generated the kind of interest that he's getting. Sarah Jessica Parker, I guess that she went on Cameo for 2 days for a charity fundraiser in 2019, and she made $50,000 for the charity.
Wow.
By the way, Cameo says this week, so this must be last week, the bookings are up over 30%, mainly because a lot of us are stuck at home looking for ways to stay entertained. Oops, that was COVID related. Okay, moving on. Next story. Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
He is our current James Bond.
Uh-huh.
And he's the latest star who is doing what I think is actually, it's a good thing, whether you mean it or not in the end, it's a good thing to threaten your kids with. He is worth about £125 million. I don't know, $170 million. I don't know what it comes out to. And he is saying, I will not be giving a penny of my fortune to my kids. He believes inheritance is distasteful. And he says, his philosophy is to get rid of it or give it away before you go. He has no plans of passing down his wealth to his daughters. He's got a 2-year-old with his wife, Rachel Weiss, who I don't know if he's obviously got some other kids too. I think he was married. Didn't they meet on the set of a movie and decided you're the one for me?
Yeah, I want to say that sounds correct. I don't remember the movie. It may have been one of your timepieces. Or what are they? Is that what they're called? Timepieces?
I don't know.
What are those old English movies that you like called?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like a period piece.
Period piece. Sorry, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know where. I don't know what show they met on. I didn't see the movie that they starred in. I don't know if it was a period piece or not. If it was, I probably would have watched it. But basically, he's saying I don't want to leave great sons to the next generation. He got a. I think it's like around $23 million for No Time to Die. He says, I think it's distasteful. My philosophy is get rid of it. He also has a daughter who's 28 years old. That's with ex-wife Fiona Loudon. And a child whose name hasn't been... 2-year-old. A child whose name hasn't been confirmed with Rachel Weisz. Rachel Weisz, by the way, is 50. So
she is?
Yeah. So he's got a 2-year-old with her, which I know.
I as well.
Let's see. The release date of No Time to Die has been delayed by 7 months to November. You know, they want to make all they can off of that, especially when they're paying him 20-something million. And that's it. Basically, he's saying, you know, and I actually think that that's... Even if your intention is when I die, whatever's left does go to my kids in the end, I think Sting made a good point about it. Like, you give your kid the gift of earning your own living, of making your own way in the world, and to be straight with them and say, you're not getting any of this money. This is money I earned, and I'm going to do with it as I will. And I don't know, you don't have to be a jerk about it or anything, but just to say, no, you've got to get your own education. This is what's expected of you as a member of this family. You know, you don't turn into that Brandon Greasy Bear Davis or
right.
whatever that guy's name is.
I actually agree 100% that you want to put work ethic into anyone you bring into the world. That said, in addition, you also, look, I love Scott, and I'm sure he was making a joke, and it was, but that, the, one of the most distasteful things I've ever heard was him saying, I'm trying to get my legacy out of my dad while I need it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, your dad is alive. You don't ask for your inheritance before the dude dies, but that is sort of, I think, what you want to avoid as well, which is, you don't want a grown-up sitting around waiting for you to kick.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
No.
But I think it's far more common than you think it is. I know people waiting for inheritances.
No,
for
I
sure.
think it's I don't think it's uncommon. I think it's ugly.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And I think if you're someone with an incredible wealth, you're doing your family at least while they can do something about it, you're doing them a favor in making them believe they're going to have to earn their own way.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that the way Sting said it, like, it's you give your kid the gift of support. I mean, it's funny because, you know, you and I have talked about this, like, a lot of the world today and what we earn, and, you know, it's not like they hand you a stack of bills at the end. It's all math. It's all on the computer. But to have enough numbers in there to cover the other numbers that have come in and pay your own bills and pay your own way and feel like you're supporting yourself, like, that's, to me, it's just a great feeling. Like, I'm doing it. I'm a functional part of society. And I think that's every parent's job, no matter how rich or poor you are. You need to create new functional parts of society. If you have someone who's nothing but a boob sucker.
Yeah, she's worth $7 million. She's right. Poor.
Yeah, that guy, Brandon Greasy Bear. Is that his name?
She lives
Brandon?
In a motel in New York.
Yeah, Brandon Greasy Bear.
Yeah.
Well, one of those two has passed away.
Which one is it?
The two brothers. There's two brothers. One of them passed away. I don't know.
Did he OD or something?
I think so. I shouldn't say that. I don't know how the guy passed away, but I do remember one of those brothers has passed away.
Well, and that statement, and yeah. I get that he's a kid. What are you saying?
Gummy Bear, brother of Brandon Greasy Bear, died. I'm not sure how he died yet.
He was the guy who had been on Dr. Drew's rehab show, so it's possible it was an OD, but I don't know for fact.
It stands to reason.
Anyway, the second best thing, just to finish the thought. So yeah. The best thing you can do for your kid is give them work ethic and put them out into society in hope they have work ethic and that you've put some kind of kindness in their heart and the willing or desire to serve others. So right. There's that, right? But then the next best thing you can do is leave them a ton of money after you've passed. Like, I think that's ridiculous that you've built this wealth.
I totally agree.
And then you
Surprise!
Just give it away. Like, I wouldn't do that. No, I would want, while I want my daughters, both of them, to be kind and
self-sufficient
and to take care of themselves and to have a work ethic and to do something they love, I also, whatever I can leave them, I want to do that. That's one of the reasons why if I got sick, I would want to suicide my machine my way out.
Right.
Because I don't want to blow through all the money sitting there in a bed.
I totally agree. I mean, maybe if I was in the bed, you know, clinging to life, maybe I'd feel different. I don't know because I'm not. But I've thought that myself. Like, I just don't want to. I don't want to be a burden to my family. I don't want them to be relieved that I've passed. I want to just take it out on my own terms, and I don't know, this is getting morbid. Okay, let me find another one here real quick. And again, this is a COVID-free. Oh, it's already 6:25. You know what? I'll do this one more. So if you are, I don't know why you would be, but if you're binge watching shows lately, you'll be happy. And if you got, it's Disney Plus that has a Mandalorian. Mandalorian, I thought it was great. I just loved it.
I started it.
Oh, and what do you think?
It's more Star Wars. Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's okay. I didn't finish it. We watched, I think, the first episode. So I'm going to have to continue it to see where, to really give you an opinion.
It, you know, I will say this. It's in the Star Wars universe, so that's good if you like Star Wars, et cetera. It has a lighter feel to me. It's a little bit more sort of a funny, like, adventure slash caper. And so it's lighter. And there's some episodes where I'm like, this is cheesy. But by and large, it's good. Rosario Dawson is going to be in it next year.
Okay.
In season two, she is going to be, they're showing a picture of her, I guess, from, she's from Star Wars lore, but I'm not sure what show she was on before. So she is going to be playing a live action version of a character named Ahsoka Tano. It's Anakin Skywalker's Jedi Padawan apprentice who appeared in Star Wars, The Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels.
Hmm.
So anyway, this would be the character's first appearance in live action, because those were the you know, they had like the whole cartoon thing that Hooman was so into. But Rosario Dawson's been cast in that. So if you're looking forward to the next season of The Mandalorian, there's something to be excited about. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I have a lot of stuff, including the most common household item that people are using in the bedroom.
Oh.
After these.
How exciting.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.